Curtis Skelzel and Rust across the ESPN Wisconsin, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is big time Benny Brust. I'm Greg Skelzel. Josh DiMaggio running the show along with downtown Molly Brown. No, is it Strophy?
Strophy.
Strophy's usually not in this late on a Friday.
TNB. No.
Whoa, that was Molly.
Molly?
It's me.
See? What's up now, Josh?
I checked the schedule and everything.
He was right.
Yep. I knew it. I felt that
Strophe
downtown
will be coming
energy.
In.
There we go.
Well, it depends how many beers he's already had on this Friday.
They had a remote on Rutledge and Hamilton in which he was at a golf course. And they like to throw him back, that Rutledge and Hamilton show.
I ain't no snitch.
Yeah, don't we have a drinking competition against them?
I think they want to do
a bar game,
a beer Olympics or something. But they shouldn't be allowed to use downtown Molly Brown because I feel like she'd be better for their team than Rutledge would. Like,
yeah, Rutledge is fake tough, not a good drinker.
Molly, no.
Probably not. I think I would collapse after probably two.
Oh, okay. All right.
Collapse.
We might be wrong on that.
All right.
Yeah. I'm a lightweight.
Well, that's all right. 800-990-3776. The Skalzo and Bross, First Midwest Bank, talking text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. That is how you can get into the show. Yesterday, we talked about the event in which the entirety of the office was invited to, except for the three of us, including Homer, who's going to be joining us at 4:15. He was invited. He showed up last night, as did Ben Brust, who is not invited, even though he tried to convince himself yesterday that he was actually invited. Ben Brust, when you showed up, did you feel invited?
Absolutely not. I immediately, when I was greeted by the person who invited me, that person laughed in my face and said, "You're never going to believe it." Shut up, Josh. I can already hear you.
What do you mean they said, "You're never going to believe it"?
Well, I went to go look at my name tag, and they go, "You're not going to find it," because my name was not on the name tag board with all the other names out there. I was a guest of. A guest
no.
of. Yes.
They gave you a name tag that said guest of another person?
So all of my dreams, or not dreams, what do I want to say here?
Hopes.
All of my hopes were wrong. I wasn't welcomed. The person who did not invite us, who I believed knew I was coming, did not get me my own name tag. So now I feel targeted. I feel targeted, Greg. Targeted.
I mean, there's nothing more insulting than having a guest of name tag. Like, when you go to a wedding and you are a plus one, they
still
give
you your name.
It doesn't mean that you were individually invited, but you still have the name. So you think that when you're registered as a plus one, the person who did not invite any of us, intentionally did not invite any of us, you think that they looked at the list and said, "You know what? I'm going to keep Ben as a guest of another person."
110%.
Wow.
He
what
had
did you control do to this person.
I don't know. I got to go back into the history books to go through text messages. I'll go through past conversations.
I just want to let you know, I left early when I saw you. I'm not coming to a place where people just can come. Anybody can come. There's no standard here.
Hey,
I'm out of here.
Hey, we're talking to you at 4:15. Get out of here.
We will be joined by Homer of Homer and Tony on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee at 4:15. But you were the imposter. You were a guest of in that sense.
Now, if I could spin this for a positive, if I may. May I?
You can do your best.
All right. So when I went to go fill out my name tag, before I started writing, one of the great hostesses of the event goes, "Are you Ben Brust?" "Oh my gosh, I'm a Badger fan.
Cool.
I love you. My husband loves
cool.
you. Let's get a picture." So I'm taking pictures, shaking hands, kissing babies, and I was just a guest of. So you know what? I don't care. Because guess what? The CEO of the event as well had me take a picture with her nephew. So I was just shaking hands, kissing babies, having a great time. I also made it into the Milwaukee Business Journal. I got a picture in the Milwaukee Business Journal. So although I was a guest of, I was a hell of a guest of, Greg.
Yeah. you had a little more leg to stand on until you got into, like, you know when you can tell someone's going into a desperation mode? Once you hit the, and I got my picture in the Milwaukee Business Journal, that was like the that was like everyone started to feel bad for you at that moment.
And I think the cameraman did too, because he didn't even tell me to smile. He caught me in like a walking pose.
You think maybe
I'm a little blurry.
You think maybe the person who didn't invite you sent the camera guy over for sabotage?
Oh, that, yeah, I wouldn't put past this person, considering I'm a guest of. I wasn't invited, and I went, and I didn't hold my ground in solidarity of the Scalzo and Brust family and for you guys. So here I am today, trying to still convince myself of any positive of the thing that I was not actually invited to.
800-990-3776. If you're not invited to an event, but are invited as a plus one, and you show up and get a name tag that said guest of blank, is that the most insulting thing that can happen to you at an event when you're crashing it? 800-990-3776. Nice, quick, easy, concise question for you to answer. 800-990-3776.
Put on the poll, Josh.
So, like, that happens. You show up, and that's the case. And I'm guessing that our team that was all there, because everyone got invited but us, was a buzz with your presence.
Yeah. Everyone did enjoy heading to the event, listening to the show. And there were some teammates who told our teammate who did not invite us to turn on the show. So he got to hear us talk about not getting invited. So he's well aware that we are exiled.
And did you say anything, or did you just let him put you in his pocket?
No, we didn't really have any conversations.
Okay. Right. Did you avoid each other?
No, I would have gladly talked to him. I felt like I had a bunch of people that wanted to talk to me, so I was going to talk to the people that wanted to talk to me.
That big Benny celebrity status.
Little, not even that. I mean, it was just our teammates that were around as well.
And your admirers, the one of the pictures. Like, it's a cool thing.
No, it was
like,
a very cool thing.
I'm not even being crass here. Like, when I'm with you events, you usually get a few stop bys.
Who would have thought that, you know, inviting me maybe could have been a good thing to, you know, maybe bring me around and introduce me to people, but I guess not. I guess I'm on the outs next event. Oh, you're definitely out.
What do you mean?
You're not getting it. None of us are getting invited to anything ever again.
Good. I got invited to a different event last night, and they enjoyed my donation. This event didn't get any donation.
Oh, that's sad.
You know what I mean? It is sad.
Yeah.
I like to support great causes.
And it was a good cause. It was a really good cause.
They're all great causes, yes. 800-990-3776. 608 chimes in and says, you're not crashing. You're a plus one, also known as a guest. If you are picking up a name tag that says guest of blank to an event,
you're not
crashing.
Plus one.
You're not a true plus one.
Like I'm a guest of somebody. Like I'm not even a person at that point. Like I'm not
you're
even
not
me.
Your own person.
No,
you're an extension of somebody else.
I am not me. I am no longer Ben Brust. I am that person's guest. And that is who I have to be the entire night.
How is the open bar?
Not even liquor.
800-990-3776. Can you call it an open bar if it's just beer and wine?
No. No.
It's free beer and wine. There's a term for it.
Put on the poll. I actually think that one is pullable. The first one I didn't want to pull.
I think the first one was really pullable. that's not an open bar. That is free beer and wine. And so did you go with the free? And I'm interested because like when you go to an event and it's just beer and wine and you have to pay for liquor, do you pay for the liquor or do you just enjoy what's free and what's given?
I enjoyed two glasses of wine, before I went over to a bar that was in the same area and purchased a nice cocktail for myself. So I rode the free wave. For a little bit. And I don't want to drink three glasses of wine. I don't even want two glasses of wine at an event. I'm a post-dinner, late-dinner glass of wine guy. Who am I walking around an event? I was a guest of somebody. I was not being me yesterday. I went for wine. Greg, when's the last time I was at an event where you where I ever went with wine.
The only time I see you drinking wine is when you request a red blend from a sommelier at a nice steak dinner.
Which could be tonight.
Which could be tonight, yes, if you request a red blend.
Will you let me pick the wine tonight?
I will let you pick the wine tonight, yes.
Greg and I have dinner plans. It's not just us, I swear. We really do have two friends.
We always split a nice bottle of bottle of red wine.
Look at each other in the eyes like we do right now, yep, during this radio show, exactly, just on a Friday night.
Yep, share a nice plate of spaghetti like they do on Lady and the Tramp. Don't make that sound. Max chimes at 800-990-3776. I think it'd be better if they put Ben Brust dash guest of blank. It wouldn't be.
No.
Because then it would at least give Ben an identity as opposed to only having his identity defined by somebody else.
My name was not a part of my name tag. I no longer existed as I was walking through that event.
TJ from the road says, hopefully you expense the liquor. If you bought some, charge it back to the company.
Oh, actually, I think I can do that.
I don't know. I might flag that one. Man, am I gonna have to rifle through expenses from last night from our team to see who's putting expenses on there for this event that we weren't invited
to? That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know what the funny thing is I didn't even think twice. I didn't even keep the receipt, didn't get it itemized. I just thought I was getting a drink.
Have we? So, do we think our behavior the past 2 days has now sealed our deal of never getting invited to anything?
No, I think you should probably invite us, or we'll do this again and make fun of you.
I think this is a pretty limited situation where one person chose not to invite us, as opposed to most people who would have invited us in this office.
We're invitable guys.
I think this is more of an isolated incident than anything else.
I think it speaks more that Joshy wasn't invited. You're the life of the party.
Yeah, you are. You're a great culture guy.
You should have been. You were crying last night, weren't you?
No, I actually got invited to wiffle ball last night. Take some swings, take some hacks.
How'd you play?
I didn't go.
We're the ultimate. This show is the ultimate. We want to get invited to stuff, but we don't actually want to go.
We want to feel included.
Yeah, but
we include everyone on the show. Everybody. Everyone's got a voice
not
here.
Anymore.
Got one less.
800-990-3776, the number to get into the show. We'll talk to Homer. He was there last night. He was not a guest of. He had his own name tag, and we will talk to him next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
Do you not understand how milk works?
Boy.
What is the 2% versus 1% versus this game?
If you had to guess, what would the difference be between whole milk, skim milk, 2%, 1%?
Whole milk, skim milk, 2%, 1%.
We just gave you the answer, pretty much.
Whole milk is like, it's right from the cow.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is Benny Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. You, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling, texting us 800-990-3776. Get 800-990-3776. We're very excited to be joined, as we are every Friday, by our guy. You hear him every day, 2 to 4 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. On Homer and Tony, he is Homer. Homer, how was the event last night that you were invited to, but Ben Brust was not?
Yeah, I didn't understand that. Like, you just let anybody in? I didn't know who to ask and say that.
Yeah, I was shocked that he went. I think it's quite shameless to go to an event where you know that you were not invited.
Well, I knew I'd see Homer.
Have you ever crashed an event, Homer? A wedding or a party or anything?
No.
So are you guys saying that I did?
It's gray area.
Tell me again. What did you say?
I said, are you saying that I did crash something? And Greg's saying it's a gray area.
Without a doubt. Oh, yeah. No, there's no question you crashed. But, you know, I was surprised that you were there. I listened to the show like, what is he doing here? It was just for a picture of everyone. And so I didn't
come for the picture. Let me promise you that, Homer.
I didn't want to start
There's
anything
a picture?
And go.
Yes, you can follow our company's Instagram, Good Karma Brands, on Instagram. I believe there was a story put out of all of the attendees in which you won't find Josh DiMaggio or Greg Scalzo.
Well, no, and you should really thank me, because at the end of the picture, I was going to, could we now do a picture with the people that were supposed to be here? I didn't want to go there, and I knew you'd laugh, but.
Homer, did you have a big wedding? Like, did you have a big guest list?
No. Nope. I thought, because it's the way it was in all the movies, that the girl is supposed to get married in her hometown. My wife had lived in the Twin Cities for, I don't know, maybe 8 to 10 years. And I said, no, we're getting married in your small little hometown of Carroll, Iowa. Why? Because that's how they do it in the movies. And so she agreed to it. And
so you followed the movies for how to get married?
Yeah. And she didn't argue, and it turned out to be a special time for her dad, who was legendary in the town, and I can't take any credit for that, because that's not why I didn't say, hey, you know, it'd be a big event for his dad, his youngest daughter, his last daughter's getting married. I'm sure they were, you know, worried that maybe she wouldn't get married, but anyway, so it was weird that it worked out perfectly. But yeah, that's literally, I thought that's what you did. Is it, don't girls get married in their hometown? I mean, that's, you go back, I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Talking to Homer here on Scalzo and Bruss. We're presented by Bud Light. Homer, yesterday we talked a little bit about Derek White, the Celtics guard, who missed game two. It ended up working out because the Celtics still won. Missed game two for the birth of his child. If you were an NBA player and you were in an Eastern Conference Finals, would you miss a game for the birth of your child?
No, I mean, it's just, it's a different world. I can't conceive of that. I don't, it doesn't mean that I think they're wrong. I just don't understand that. But people are just different.
What do you not understand?
There are 8 kids. I have 7 brothers and sisters. There's no way my dad was at the birth of all 8. I would ask my brother or sister. I'd say maybe 5. But there are people like that talk about that. That just, it, to me, just different. But it wouldn't even cross my mind.
What's the greatest moment of your life, Homer?
The greatest moment of my life, our kids.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
So
anyway, so no. Our daughter, 2 of our kids are adopted. Our daughter was born at 11 a.m. I did a game that night with Brian Manthe, Wisconsin and Northern Illinois in Madison. And I know I said, hey, we just had a baby girl. And he goes, when? I go, this morning. He's like, what the hell are you doing here? I go, at 11 a.m., she said, get out of here. I feel terrible. I don't need you around. So I went and did the game. It wasn't until years later that I found out I was the worst father ever. But
Homer, we're also going to be talking a little bit about disappointments. And I want to hear from you. What Wisconsin athlete you had your highest hopes of that turned out to be the biggest bust that you were wrong about? Because you're Mr. 98%. You're right about a lot of things. But you also can throw a little clunker every now and again.
Well, no, I was definitely wrong about the Kansas Comet.
Kansas Cannon.
Kansas Cannon, whatever. The Kansas not.
He is
not
pretty common.
Kansas not, whatever it is.
I think you're saying Comet, but
I
yes.
I watched that first game against Illinois, and he was special. I bought all the prep, and no one said, you know, that it's not there, or no one said at practice. And, you know, I don't know what he is, but I know what he's not. And he's not anything special. There's the list of quarterbacks better than him at Wisconsin is what I mean. I don't know. He's near the list of the worst quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean,
for Wisconsin, not Marquette. Sorry.
When you hope he can turn into Joel Stave or Scott Tolzien in his junior year, then you know that you're dealing with somebody who's not necessarily in that special category.
Has anyone gone from so high to so low?
I never get mad at Kyle Davis. It's just sad. Patrick Baldwin, I thought, would be would have this incredible year for his dad at UWM, and it wouldn't mean things had changed, but it would be that special year, and it was that was even worse.
Yeah, no, that was disappointing for sure. You know, I think Keshton Hero, you've got to mention. I know he's had a good week, so maybe he's still got a chance to turn it around, but people were very high on him. Some of us were very high on Alex Hornibrook after the Badgers went 12-0. That didn't work out very well.
Well, now, Christian Yelich has the potential to be the greatest bust ever.
Can you be a bust and win an MVP, though?
Yeah, from the time they signed him to 6 years at 26.
But that's a bad contract.
Yes, over the course, no, they signed a contract that made sense. I mean, yes, he made MVP, but I mean, and he could do better. But through a couple of years, he's on pace for the greatest collapse ever of a player that good. But yes, he still has that on the resume. But that makes it feel even worse to be that good. And now he's come back a little this year. But I stand by. I'm convinced the GM will trade him by the end of next season.
If they can, I mean, that's
no, that's that he'll make a deal. You can't have a player at that level unless he picks it up and pay that kind of money. They'll pay some of it. You got to have a better player on your team to be as good as they want to be. And, you know, so you want him, I don't know, you want him to be a little bit better. You got to find a team that'll buy in him a little bit stuff. But, the best kept secret of David Stearns is how tough he is in addition to being very smart. And he'll figure out a way to move him.
That's one you were right on, Homer, is David Stearns. So I'll give you a kudos there. Talking with Homer here on Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. We are presented by Bud Light. Homer, with all of the work the Packers have done on the defensive side of the ball over the last few years, which side of the ball will have the higher ranking by the end of the season? Will it be the offense or the defense?
And the rankings I use are on points scored. And assuming that Aaron Rodgers doesn't get hurt, it will be the offense.
Interesting. So points scored, not necessarily the in-depth analytics like...
I don't care about it. Nothing else matters but points scored. And sometimes they go by yardage and stuff like that.
Yeah, but like there's got to be a different equation because points scored isn't fair for the defense. The offense can turn it over and put the defense in a spot where there's going to be three put on the board regardless of what happens.
Well, yeah, if you want to factor that at the end, I agree. Yeah, but I think the number there is pretty similar. The defense comes up with a few points and stuff like that. I just don't – what do you have? Yardages, if you don't score, what's the point of the yardages? No stat is perfect, but I think the best one by far is points you score and points you give up.
Well, now there's –
Last year they were 10th or 9th or 10th in points scored, but when you take out the game that Jordan Love played, they were like 6th. So if Rodgers plays every game, they'll be higher and closer to the top in points scored than in points given up.
Homer, what Packer have you been most disappointed with in your career?
That's a good one.
Brent Fullwood was very much a disappointment. From the time that the team has been good, wow.
Derek Sherrod, Justin Harrell.
Yes. Yeah, the top draft picks, there have been a number of them.
Kevin King.
Yes. By the way, Kevin King, this is a record, I believe, at Jeff Sports. They have a framed, signed Kevin King for $29.99, all right? The framing itself, I think, is worth $100. And they're selling the lowest price I have ever seen because you have a lot of 8.5 by 11s that are signed, but they never frame them. So you can get the greatest deal ever for a signed Packer player. $29.99, yeah, and that one is tough because of
TJ.
Oh man,
TJ yeah. Watt, yeah,
and that one I nailed as well. I nailed that one. I nailed the player from in the NBA. His
cool.
Dad was a great center because I'm a big Keynes guy. With Watt, I said, hey, I'm just taking him. I'm going to take him. Who's the guy that plays with the was with Indy? He was drafted by the. By the Pacers. His dad was the great center from Russia. That's sad.
Demontis Sabonis.
Yes, yeah, Sabonis.
Nice.
Taking him. Why? Because his dad. Nick McElvain said, arguably the greatest center to ever play. And I said, I'll take my chance on this kid. So, yeah, that you know, those are the –
Those ones hurt.
Do you take that approach in all aspects of life, Homer?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jeans are huge. Oh, without a doubt. Yes. No one wants to say that. The range.
If jeans are so huge, then how come Michael Jordan's kids were no good?
Well, again, this is how it works. In past years, you had women that were good athletes. No one knows. Generally, a very good athlete marries someone who's not that special. And that hurts the genes of the athleticism.
So you're blaming Mrs. Jordan. You're blaming the mother.
Of course. Like, that's hard to figure out. Now, here's a great one. Here's a great one you could check on. Rick Barry understood that and clearly wanted athletic kids, so he married the daughter of his basketball coach. And I, without a doubt, will forever believe that Rick Barry was not going to marry someone who didn't have a certain level of athleticism because he's in the same club I am. And all his kids, many of his kids went on to be, you know, not as good as he was, but good. Oh, yeah, yeah. Any athleticism that I guess in our family is from my mom. We never knew until she started playing tennis at 50. She's just a tough and smart. I just got too much of my dad. What a knucklehead. Just, you know, if I'd gotten a little more of my mom, I'd have been a tennis pro, without a doubt.
Yeah, but your dad could talk, right?
Yes, I did. I did benefit from that. That has served me well. Yes, that's correct.
You got an Emmy. Yep. You can't be that big of a knucklehead.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about in terms of an athlete.
Everybody
in our family is reasonably smart because my mom's dad was a genius. My older brother got the best part of it, PhD astrophysics at Princeton. The rest of us got some, but not as much as he did. And he was the kind of the same size, looked more like my mom's dad. And, you know, so, yeah. Oh, you know, the people don't want to say that. And I said it once to Tony Smith. He said, there are all these studies and there may be, but come on. Doesn't mean you're exactly like your parents, but the range of where you are is very much a part of that, that pairing.
Homer, so. Dwayne Wade's giving the commencement speech at Marquette.
Yes.
If you were to be giving a commencement speech, what would the theme be? I don't need you to give me the whole speech, but like, what would the overriding theme be of your commencement speech to graduating college kids?
No, it'd be hard. It'd be easier with Marquette, but go to a church. And that sounds weird because it's a religious thing, but the statistics are very strong. The happiest people go to a church. So that would be one. Go to a church.
Why do you think that is?
I think the nature of religion is such that it's positive. It makes you believe that there's someone more important than you are. The aspects of it are such that are good. You know, you know, you don't go to church and the first thing they don't say is people are evil and the world stinks. There's generally a positivity, and again, it speaks to not thinking that you're the most important person. There's something clearly more important than God, and then you take it from there. But that's what I would tell people. Aside from that, wow, it's too late to tell them. I tell them in high school, please understand that being smart in school means close to nothing. And don't think you're better and get in this trap. They're all a parts of this, but that to think that you're when you're one of the top students, that there's some real value to that. It's way, way, way.
I'm living proof of that, Homer.
I disagree with you on that, Homer. To me, what it says if you are successful in school is that you're willing to put in the work to accomplish something. It doesn't mean you're smarter than everybody else, but it does mean that I believe that you are willing to put in work in order to accomplish something at a high level. I agree,
but the importance is success. It doesn't have to be just in your classes. There are many other things that you could be successful in than that, but the success, yes, is important. I'm just saying that to have the highest grades is only one of many possible successes that you should have and that people should recognize.
Fair enough. We agree on that. Homer, have a great weekend. Thank you, as always,
Jordan,
for the time.
Oh, by the way, we did some stats on Jordan Love. Compared to other quarterbacks, it's really hard to be as bad as he's been.
That's the overriding conclusion.
Thanks for the sign-off.
Bye.
You know what I would tell people who are graduating from college? And if I were to be giving a commencement speech?
Getting the trades?
Nope. When you are ready to be a homeowner, go to PellaWI.com/radio.
Just add a patio door.
Because you're going to need to replace windows. You're going to need to replace your windows and doors at some point, right? And the best piece of advice I could give is if you are doing it, you got to work with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin because they do it better than anybody else. They're Wisconsin's home team year round in the dead of winter, the heat of summer, and everything in between. Pella of Wisconsin is the team to call on for energy efficiency.
555?
Made beautiful.
Pella now, pay later?
Maybe.
Well, others only offer one or two lines of windows, usually both vinyl. Pella lets you choose from an unbeaten six window lines. Two in budget-friendly vinyl, three in luxurious wood from traditional to contemporary, and Impervia. Pella's exclusive never-rot fiberglass engineered to be the strongest window material anywhere, period. Right now, on top of financing to fit any budget, choose up to $2,500 off an installed patio door and up to $3,000 off an installed entry door. But don't put it off. Prices of materials rising everywhere. Don't let any slaving slip away. Set your free consultation now, PellaWI.com/radio. That's PellaWI.com/radio. And call our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We'll hit some Wonders Heroes next. That's Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
You don't get to the NFC Championship 2 years in a row by accident. And you know what happens when Jordan Love's the starting quarterback? That front office and Matt LaFleur, they're going to have a tight sphincter, and they're not going to look the same.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scalzo and Brust on that Friday, presented by Bud Light. He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. You're the Scalzo and Brust family. Calling us, texting us. 800-990-3776. But right now, it's time to play a little one or zero.
Are you a one or a zero?
I'm a one.
That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
Can't believe we still
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
That thing's like 6 years old.
It's
a line
before
from Mr. Robot when Mr. Robot was still on TV. Before the actor in Mr. Robot was, you know, got an Oscar for Bohemian Rhapsody, playing Freddie Mercury.
One or zero was a year before I joined Scalzo and Brust. It was when it was On the Rocks with Greg
Five
Scalzo.
5 or 6 years ago. Great name for a show.
Great name for a show, for
it,
sure.
It was updated once because we discovered at some point there had been maybe multiple years of it airing with a word you're not supposed to air on the radio.
No, you're wrong. That was our old open.
No.
Of gin and juice.
No, I'm right on this one. I had.
What was the
there
word?
Used to be lyrics
what
under
was the
this.
Word?
I mean, it was the bad one.
I know our old open was
yes,
rolling
I,
down the street.
I know
smoking.
That too. But this open used to have lyrics in it, and I had to take all the lyrics out.
He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for Wonders Heroes.
Joshy Hallmonitor's got it all figured out back there, making sure we're not going to get in trouble.
Joshy Hallmonitor is your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
DK Metcalf's high school quarterback is still in college and has committed to his fifth college in 7 years. One or zero. Everyone should try and stay in college as long as possible.
So here's what I'll say to this one. I will say one, but you'll never, like, you hit a breaking point. And, like, after year four, I was ready. If I would have stayed 5 years, I probably still would have enjoyed it. But seven's a lot. But if I could tell, like, if I could go tell Ben, you know, to stay in college longer, because, like, if you could experience life out of college for maybe a year, then you'd probably want to stay as long as you can. Because there's nothing better. You have like zero to no responsibilities.
I'm a one here as well. I similarly was ready to leave college after 4 years. I should have taken like a full year abroad and made it 5 years. Like, that's the trick, is extend it by going abroad.
During like what, your sophomore year or something? Junior year, you're saying?
Whenever. Like, I had such a great sophomore year that my junior year, when most people leave, I was like, no, I don't want to miss anything. And I had a great junior year. My senior year was fun, but it was like, at that point, you kind of get over it at some point.
You do the same things over and over.
number, same friends. People, but like, I would have gone if I knew I had another year. Like, if I could do 5 years, I would have gone in that fourth year, gone overseas, and been abroad, and then come back and wrapped it up one more year. But also, at some point, you want to like move on to that next stage in your life. But that's because you're an idiot.
Yeah, because you don't know any better. That's what I was saying.
So much time afterwards. I've said it before. I would cut off my left pinky in order to spend another 4 years at college, to go back to college.
That's it.
Just the left pinky?
Just the left pinky.
I mean, what do you want?
I want a pointer finger.
Yeah.
If I could cut it off after I'm done with those 4 years, I would agree.
Why do you need your pointer finger in college?
Just people in college aren't as accepting when you have deformities, I feel like.
Yeah, and you have to write. I guess you take off your left hand.
Type. You have to type. You don't really have to write. Yeah. Who writes?
I write.
I guess
you
I had write. The blue book. Right, those tests where you had to write out.
I mean, think about it, Ben. You had to write a name tag last night because you didn't have a name tag for the event that you crashed.
All right, lash out too far.
Oh, I thought it was a good time.
1 or 0, being the college quarterback is the best person to be on campus.
I'm going to go with 0 here because it's so hard to be a really good college quarterback. Like, I'm sure there's some perks, but you're under the microscope 24/7. I was friends with Joel Stave, and like, no matter what, he's a nice guy. No matter what,
handsome, cool. Sing,
like, yeah.
Still getting crapped on.
And it doesn't matter. He could have had one good week. Next week, if he stinks, people remember the stink better than the good.
Were people actually mean to him about his play to his face?
Oh yeah, I had I had a teammate on the basketball team that got like crapped on by students.
Who?
Huh?
Tim Jarmus.
Oh, I mean, I mean, I don't blame it. Like, Jarmus stunk.
Tim's an awesome dude.
I'm sure he is. But people had high expectations
for him. It's the high expectations that you got to get over that. Tim was a good college player.
He was not a good college player.
He was a good college player.
He was a below average college player.
I've actually never looked up Timmy's stats.
Tim stunk. And his name was Jarmus, and he looked like he stunk, and he looked like he belonged in a YMCA.
Jarmus is a tough name to beat.
Like, I'm joking about it now because he's not a college kid anymore, and I'm sure he's very happy and successful in his life.
Oh, actually, his numbers are really bad.
And he was like a good player in high school, like really good in high
school. Yeah, he was like, came out of Oshkosh as like a... I think he was like the state Gatorade player of the year or something.
I mean, hand up, I was very mean to Tim Jarmus on the air while he was playing. He stunk. You know, one time I had the Wisconsin athletic department reach out to me during a show because I was so mean about Sam Decker's haircut. Me and Jim Rutledge posted a question to the audience. It was, can you be a successful basketball player, college basketball player, when your haircut is that bad? And the Wisconsin athletic department mid-show sent us an email and was like, you guys are being too mean.
Well, the best part is Sam would be the first to admit that his haircut was brutal.
It just shows you have no confidence. It's hard to have confidence when you have that bad of a haircut.
Tim Jarmus, his senior year, played 24 minutes and averaged 4 points a game.
Yeah, he stunk.
Yikes.
That was written on the wall with Jarmus as a name, though.
He was great at high school.
Great guy. Love Timmy.
Zero. Being the college quarterback isn't the best person to be on campus. You want to be on the football team at a position where the average fan doesn't know if you're good or not. You want to be a starting level player. Like, you want to be a cornerback or a safety or a linebacker.
You can get a lot of hate.
Yeah, corner, you can't. Not really in college.
Yeah,
like,
no, you can in college. I would agree. You want to be linebacker. You want to be defense. You want to be a position that you can't be targeted. And a cornerback at Wisconsin can be picked on by, like, a Penn State or Ohio State. Next thing you know,
third down running back, like, you know, a tight end. Like,
I mean, totally. A Wisconsin running back, if you're good, that's probably the guy to be.
Yeah, but then also you have a lot of, like, yeah, that'll be a good one. That'll be a fun one.
Yesterday, Packers wide receiver coach Jason...
I feel like I just took out Tim Jarmus too hard.
Yeah, sorry, Jarms. Our bad.
Again, can we get Jarmus on the air?
Absolutely.
Josh, book that. Let's get Tim Jarmus on the air.
Okay. Yesterday, Packers wide receiver coach Jason Vrabel said that he sees the Packers wide receivers as... Whoa, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here.
He sees all five wide receivers as wide receiver ones.
Perfect. And it doesn't matter who's on the team, 1 or 0. If you have five wide receiver ones, you have no wide receiver ones.
Zero.
You have five number one wide receivers, Josh. Like, Yeah, man, you put yourself through the blender trying to create this question.
I mean, look, last year the Packers had one number one wide receiver. This year they have five. What's better, having one number one guy or five number one guys?
Amari, Randall, Christian.
Are we really saying Amari?
Sammy.
I would go Alan Lazard, Sammy Watkins, Christian Watson,
Randy
Cobb, and Romeo Dubs.
Will there be...
Stick Winfrey ahead of Dubs.
No, I like Dubs.
Will
Dubs
there
guy.
Be four wide receivers?
The Dobbs or Dubs?
It's Dobbs.
Dobbs. Well, I said Dobbs and you said Dubs. And then you made me second guess myself.
Will there be four wide receivers on the team that play over 100 snaps that their stats together don't equal Davante Adams?
100 snaps?
Yeah, Joshy, why are you putting us through some really, really tough questions right now?
100 snaps isn't that much.
Right, but for four guys to all have over 100 snaps.
I think we're going to have five number ones this year.
Yeah, me too. I forget his question. Yeah,
Braves is right. I trust. I have more snaps. Confidence in this Packers wide receiver. My question is, how are they going to afford all five of these number ones after
this year?
This season?
Yeah.
You can't pay five number ones.
Well, luckily the rookie contracts for our two guys, Dubs and Watson, we're good there. We at least have two. I keep saying Dubs.
I know. Yeah. And then you made me second guess myself.
And that's not. People thought it was Dobbs.
It's Dobbs.
It's Dobbs.
It's like Ray Dobbs.
Dobbs is way better. And you?
No,
guys
it's Ray it. Hobbs. We're all over the place.
You know
it's
what?
Friday.
You know what these? You know what these guys have? Speed. Speed. I'm an engine. I'm an engine. Head on over to Road America this weekend. The SVRA Vintage Festival weekend opens the 2022 season. Experience the sights, the sounds, the smells from my favorite racetrack in the world. Not the world. North America. I haven't been to the world. I can speak for North America. I'm sure it's better than everything in the world, too. Think about it.
I've been outside of North America. I can say the world.
Fine. World.
Or at least the Western Hemisphere, the West. I haven't been to the East yet.
Yeah, me either, actually.
You've been to Europe.
Not Asia, though.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You've been outside of North America.
Yeah, I haven't seen any racetracks. But regardless, Road America would beat them all. We are getting so sidetracked today. It's insane. May 20th through the 22nd. That's this weekend, folks. Check it out, roadamerica.com, to get your tickets today. Rent an RV. It's the best place to experience with your friends, with your family. Again, if you haven't checked out racing, all it takes is one trip. My first race was my freshman year of college when I was a dumb 18, 19-year-old. I think, you know, I won't have that much fun. I had a blast. I showed up in a white t-shirt, which was a really weird move.
Just
a plain white t-shirt in Road America. But it didn't matter. Because I had so much fun at turn five. That's how I fell in love with racing. You will too. Come for the experience. Stay for the race. Road America, America's national park. The speed.
I call for a Scalzo and Brust event at Road America this
vroom, week. Vroom, vroom. That would be fun.
That is a place. My uncle is a race guy, and I asked him a long time ago. I said, hey, Uncle Mike, you met my Uncle Mike at bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
You were scared of my Uncle Mike.
Yeah, I think we'd get along at Road America, though.
I agree. Ponytail, earrings, the whole deal. And I said, why do you like racing so much? He goes, it's the only place I could roll in a cooler of Bud Lights. That's it.
Bring your
that's
booze, you baby.
It's that easy.
It's that
bring,
easy.
Get bring a full your booze. Cooler.
We'll have Bud Lights. We'll have a grand old time. It is Scalzo and Brust on a Friday. This is a perfect Friday edition of Scalzo and Brust right now. We will come back and talk.
Best commencement speakers.
No, I wasn't going to go there.
Oh, you weren't?
I was going to go right to biggest disappointments because we started talking Tim Jarmus.
Let's go down the road.
We will.
Let's
inspired
crap on
by Keshton Hira, who our previous producer, TJ Hogan, once said he wouldn't trade Keshton Hira as a prospect straight up for Jacob DeGrom, the best pitcher in Major League Baseball the last few years. Well, effort to get TJ Hogan on the air to defend himself. And we ask you, 800-990-3776, who are you the most wrong on of Wisconsin athletes? Who are you most high on that disappointed you the most? 800-990-3776. Text us, call us. It is Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Isn't that a thing?
Was what, a yep. Bees and honey?
Yeah, but like, what do you think the relationship is?
Do they give off honey out of themselves? The only reason why I feel like I know it is because of Winnie the Pooh. He likes honey and bees are always around him.
Hold up.
I want you to give your best shot of right. how honey is made and what bees play in that role.
All right, so maybe it's like when humans sweat, like it's the bees' way of sweating without honey.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Hira hit a walk-off game-winning home run earlier this week in extra innings as the Brewers beat the Braves in 11. Brewers at home tonight hosting the Washington Nationals after a day off on Thursday. Our previous producer here on Scalzo and Bross before the Joshy DiMaggio era was a gentleman named TJ Hogan. And Terrence Hogan, at one point during the show, proclaimed that he would not trade Keston Hira for Jacob DeGrom, who at that point was building to be the best pitcher in Major League Baseball, became the best pitcher in Major League Baseball, and dominated a level nobody else could match. Multiple Cy Young Award winner, Keston Hira, meanwhile, still trying to find his place as a regular Major League contributor. Now, he's in the majors. Not like he completely flamed out, and the Brewers will need him this year to step up because they need bats to complement the brilliant pitching staff that will lead them to another division title and a fifth straight playoff berth. But we said, hey, if people were that high on Hira thinking he was going to be one of the great power hitters of his generation, one of the great hitters in MLB, what are the most disappointing athletes? And in the sense of expectations, right? Who are you so high on that then went to disappoint you the most? 800-990-3776, the number to get into the show. We'll open up the phone lines. We want to hear from you. Benny, who do you have?
I mean, I hate that I'm doing this right now, but it is Graham Mertz. There's no other answer I can go with. I recorded the All-American game and watched it back on Saturday nights when I was alone by myself, watching him throw 6 touchdown passes in an All-American game, and then he throws 5 touchdown passes, which, like, 1 or 2 incompletions against Illinois, and then they got COVID, and like we had to sit there for 3 weeks thinking we had God's gift to football on the Wisconsin Badgers, and then he isn't any good. And we're just hoping that he can be a game manager now. That sucks. That really sucks.
We had
the best recruit ever to come into Wisconsin at the quarterback position.
We had Kansas Cannon t-shirts ready to go.
Ready to go. They were going to be hot off the press. We were going to have all the shirts sold go to charity to the Guardian Against Cancer.
Yep.
We were ready to go.
Meetings, the whole deal. And
good thing we waited on that, by the way. Because, like, there was some internal push of, like, I think you guys should still do it. And I was like, let's wait. And
yeah, Benny was the one that held it all up. It was,
no, I mean, you too.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome, guys. It was definitely me.
800-990-3776. Time quickly here for one call before we get back to you in 2 minutes. We'll go to Beanie from Bayview. Beanie, welcome to Scalzo and Bross. Who is your biggest disappointment when it comes to Wisconsin athletes?
Hey, boys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you,
there's
brother.
There's only one correct answer, and it's Tony Mandarich, 89 draft by the Packers. He was drafted number 2 overall, and 4 of the top 5 draft picks of that year were Hall of Famers. Barry Sanders, Troy Aikman, I forget the other, but who cares? Troy Aikman, not worried
Deion
about
Sanders.
It. Favre, obviously, Favre all the way. Yeah, but Barry Sanders, can you imagine a Packers offense in the 90s with Favre and Sanders behind center? That is insane. So by far the most disappointing draft pick was that offensive lineman, Tony Mandarich from Michigan State. Apparently he was juicing the whole time, and he was basically putting on a facade the whole time. So
thanks for the call.
It's a good one, Beanie. He did look good on the cover of Sports Illustrated, though. Shirt off. Woo!
When I look back on, because that's a little before I was aware of football, he was like the most obviously on steroids person I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
But like at that point, steroids weren't.
Yeah, I was going to say it wasn't like in the world.
Yes, common thing. I'll tell you one thing that never disappoints is when you order your food from Eat Street. Eat Street, the official food delivery partner of you, the world champion Scalzo and Bruss family.
And, of course, the world champion Milwaukee Bucks for only a couple more weeks.
They connect you with your favorite local bars, taverns, and restaurants wherever you are, your home, your office, hanging out at the park as the weather gets nice. Download the app. Order your food. Boom. Enjoy that delicious food delivered safely to you. It's the best. No cooking, no cleaning. Life is crazy. Let Eat Street handle your meal for you. And if you're in Madison, a tremendous opportunity to join the Eat Street team hiring delivery drivers in Madison. You can earn a $1,500 bonus after you've started, plus other great perks like flexible hours, free delivery. Go to eatstreet.com/careers. If you're in the Madison area and looking for a gig, fantastic partner, fantastic, fantastic company in Eat Street. We'll be back in 2 minutes to talk with you. The Scalzo and Bruss family. Phone lines are open. 800-990-3776. We got Graham Mertz. We've got Tony Mandrich. We've got plenty more to talk about. Your biggest disappointments in Wisconsin sports next. And Scalzo and Bruss back in 2 minutes.